which has killed people of color at higher rates than their white counterparts, has exposed the health disparities that divide this country. His campaign for law and order has only inflamed tensions and further highlighted the mistreatment that many black Americans are likely to face at the hands of law enforcement. He attempted to schedule a rally on Juneteenth in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the site of a 1921 massacre of black people, inadvertently bringing attention to both the history of violence against black Americans and the Juneteenth holiday, which celebrates the freeing of the enslaved. And that was just this year. Some white Americans have reacted with outrage to this newfound understanding, joining Black Lives Matter rallies and reckoning with race in the workplace, at school, and with friends. The marches this summer that captured the nation's attention, occurring in small towns and metropolises alike, are thought to be the largest mass demonstration in American history, collectively drawing nearly 9% of the country to the streets, according to data science firm Civics Analytics. And yet nothing really changed. Gridlock in Washington stymied even modest reform efforts. Trump doubled down, using the unrest to stoke his base's fears of social unrest and crime with a seemingly endless stream of shock and awe television ads and dramatic rhetoric in his speeches. By the end of the summer, the marches still continued, but their strength and, most important, their resonance with the larger American public had started to fade. Why that happened and what can be done about it will be the work of the months to come. When it came time to vote, tens of millions of Americans evidently shrugged off the racism. Many say they don't like Trump's handling of race but prefer his approach to the economy. That makes sense. Sacrificing the welfare of a minority group for economic prosperity may not be uniquely American, but it is a part of the American DNA. For some others, Trump's stoking of racial hostilities has been more a feature of his presidency than a bug. At Trump's rallies, adoring crowds repeated and amplified the president, whether it was his reference to COVID-19 as Kung Flu or adopting a chant of Send Her Back in reference to Ilhan Omar, a member of Congress born in Somalia.